This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Wayne County, Michigan. I got a lot of friends in Detroit. I got a lot of colleagues in Detroit. My marketing company's in Detroit. Detroit is actually, that has a sort of a close to my heart connotation, despite its problems. And Detroit is in Wayne County, and it's the state's largest metropolitan area. On election day, Wayne County famously covered the windows in the Vogt County area, so the observers could not witness the count. 2 days ago, the two Republican members of the Wayne County Election Board agreed to certify the vote count, although they did so along with a demand for an audit. Now they have rescinded their agreement, saying that fellow board members bullied and misled them. Now, Wayne County, they got out there. Initially, they started to refuse to certify the election. Then abruptly, the two Republican board members who held up the certification did an about-face and agreed to certify the vote. The only caveat was that they demanded a comprehensive audit of unexplained precincts. On Wednesday, we learned why those two Republicans had suddenly agreed to certify the voting results in Wayne County. It wasn't because they listened to their Democrat peers' reasoned argument and changed their mind. It was because they were subjected to ferocious abuse, with people calling them evil racists, and because at least two people obliquely threatened their and their family's safety. This brings us to a Democrat named Abraham Ayash. He was on Zoom, and he threatened Monica Palmer, one of the Republicans, threatened her children on Zoom. And this extortion attempt directly influenced the decision to agree to certify the election fraud. We get this from Jennifer Ann Wilson, WXYZ. Wayne County Board of Canvassers, two Republican members voted not to certify the ballots. Public comment is now open and is intense. People calling board members racist. This is commenter Ned Stabler. What does Ned have to say? It doesn't say what Ned has to say. But then we get Reverend Wendell Anthony says, you're a disgrace. He says, today's decision dishonors veterans and all those who have been left out and miscounted for generations. I don't know who he's talking about. And then we get from Carol Radiswill, get to know Monica Palmer, who will go down in history as a racist who tried to disenfranchise tens of thousands of black voters in Detroit in a lame attempt to decertify the results in Michigan and steal the election for Trump. That went on for about a day. Now, when Monica Palmer and William Hartman, and listen, if by chance this gets to them, I understand that you're a normal person. So I'm not trying to cast shade upon you. But when they were called racist and fascist, they must have thought about what happened in Portland when a member of Biden's base murdered Aaron J. Danielson in cold blood, and then Antifa celebrated the murder. Now they found themselves facing the same mob mentality. Not only did Palmer and Hartman stare directly at the mob, but the Democrats also promised that if they certified the votes, state officials would conduct a comprehensive audit. Palmer and Hartman included that language in their agreement to certify votes. By Wednesday, the Democrats made it clear they did not intend to abide by the promise. Then word began to leak out about the intimidating tactics used against them. Palmer and Hartman found the strength to take a stand, and both rescinded their certification votes from Tuesday. And we get this. In an extraordinary turn about the foreshadows possible legal action, the two GOP members of Wayne County's election board signed affidavits Wednesday night alleging they were bullied and misled into approving election results in Michigan's largest metropolis and do not believe the votes should be certified until serious irregularities in Detroit votes are resolved. The statements by Wayne County Board of Canvassers Chairwoman Monica Palmer and fellow GOP member William C. Hartman rescinding their votes from a day earlier threw into question anew whether Michigan's presidential vote currently favoring Biden will be certified. They also signaled a possible legal confrontation ahead. Hartman said in his affidavits, I voted not to certify, and I still believe this vote should not be certified. Until these questions are addressed, I remain opposed to certification of the Wayne County results. Added Palmer in her affidavit, I rescind my prior vote to certify Wayne County elections. Both GOP members said their concerns included there were discrepancies in nearly three-quarters of Detroit's precincts, poll books, where ballots are supposed to be matched to qualified voters. In terms of this intimidation, we can't let this stand unopposed. Now, I'm sorry. Looking at these two people, and when I say that you're normal, by the way, people, that means that you're not like people I know. I know quite a few people that if we were standing there, if ten of us were standing there, and they were threatening us that way, we would simply look at each other and sort of nod at each other and go out to our cars and get a few things out and, you know, change what we were wearing, and then we'd be like, okay, bring what you got. Getting out there and listen, that's their fallback position, calling them a racist. Then when you call it a racist, you have to defend against the racism, right? And, when you go after somebody's family, now you've gone into another direction you really don't need to go to because somebody might take you up on that. And note to Democrats, if you act as if you have something to hide, like refusing to allow election observers or acting like a pack of dogs, you're going to look guilty. And calling people racist for wanting to check out whether you really are guilty may end up being a less effective tactic than it used to be. The other part is that if you continue to threaten people, they may take you up. They may take you up on that. What are you going to do if they do? You going to be able to follow through with that? You going to be able to do what you think you say, what you say you can? And what are you going to do? See, one thing that I haven't seen yet that I've been kind of anticipating seeing. I'm waiting to see that one place where we have another Bundy ranch. And what you guys did not see at the Bundy ranch was exactly who was there. I know some of the people that were there. Pipe hitters, all of them. Experienced pipe hitters, all of them. And I'm glad the Bureau of Land Management didn't push it. So I'm waiting to see if that arises out of something like this where they get out there and they start. We already saw something like this in D.C. where the Proud Boys came out. And they started beating up some of the Antifa and some of the BLM. When you go after non-combatants, you're going to attract some combatants to the fight. Just understand that. That only works for so long, and then somebody else that can play rougher than you do is going to join the game. Note to Democrats. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Firearms.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold. uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, every now and again, when I'm looking at something, my first thing is, let's just give them what they want. You know, let's show them that which they claim to want to have. Now, right now, there's quite a few Democrats out there who did vote for Joe Biden. Not as many that voted as voted for, President Trump. But that's beside the point. Totally beside the point. I really like the idea that a theoretical President Badfinger should decree that $50,000 in student loan debt, just vanish for everyone tired of the hassle of paying back what they owe. Chuckie Schumer, who apparently never saw the I'm Just a Bill cartoon on Saturday morning in the 70s, thinks the desiccated old weirdo could do it if he was actually inaugurated. And the newly Roberts irrelevant Supreme Court, you know, they might nix such a constitutional atrocity should the stars align and Mr. Stumbles tries it. And it's not that I want to reward the knuckleheads who spent way more money getting a degree in Marxist puppetry than they might ever earn fetching lattes for successful people. No, I want to inflame the righteous fury of responsible citizens who actually pay their debts in order to flush these people down the sewer. I want them to take a bunch of people who sweat when they labor. I want them to make them fork over their hard-earned money so Caden and Ashley don't have to work two jobs for a while to pay for what they bought. Now, it already looks, okay, it already looks like 2022 for the Democrats is going to be a bloodbath. And I'm talking, you know, Blade, one of those Blade types, if you've seen the movie. If they do that, well, if the Democrats do that, then that would make it more of a, shall we say, an apocalypse. Now, here you go. Let me give you a theoretical example of a conversation between someone asking their Congress critter why they were doing this. Hey, Congressman Durwood, I worked for 15 years to pay back my student loans, and now I should pay for someone else's too? Yes, you need to understand that paying back the money they agreed to pay back is really a hassle. So it's easier for you to do it for them. Wait, what? Well, you sure can't expect millennials to have to work an extra job to give up luxuries to save money to retire their debt. No, you should work an extra job and give up luxuries to retire their debt. Now that's if you're talking to somebody that actually had his own student loan. What happens if you talk to somebody that didn't ever go to college? Wait, I did not incur a huge debt by taking a 4-year academic vacation on some leafy green campus. I was actually working, and now you want me to pay for their campus party time? Yes, and you were selfish to not want to subsidize their choices, and you're probably racist too. Can you imagine this conversation going on? This is why I want it to happen. I want to heighten the contradictions, because there are too many uninformed voters out there. I want them to have a crash course. Now, right now, some people are going, well, Bill, what about, what about us, too? Well, hey, we're in ideological combat, right? We already are enraged, but not enough people are actually in the mindset to sit around and get angry about this. I want to increase the cold fury that the stolen election has already engendered and get people literally foaming at the mouth with anger. Making normal people pay for bad choices of dumb millennials seems like just one of a number of potent ways to tick off the masses of normal America. Even a lot of the saps who voted for Biden because Trump sent mean tweets might find that their fussiness fades when they realize that the corruption of a Biden administration will be a litany of graft that dwarfs the contents of his crack-addled son's computer. And nothing really says modern progressive like the idea that we should toil so a bunch of spoiled, smug, unaccomplished brats don't have to. Now, I have long had an innovative plan designed to address the issue of huge student debt. Quite, its simplicity is so elegant. Pay your own damn debts. Now, Biden seems interested in making other people do that for these saps who went in 200 large on their bachelor's of woke degree. Let's at least put the howling rage that people who were responsible and are now being treated like chumps feel. Let's use that energy to purge the leftists from any position of authority where they can cause more damage in the future. And once we retake power, we can undecree the freeloader decree. Now, that's going to take some work because we're going to have to make our lawmakers rescind and repeal something they're not used to doing. I mean, they're really not used to doing it. I mean, seriously, they're not. But let's not stop there. While we're at it, we could go and we could destroy academia. We could go after them, the commie conformity factory that generates idiots while providing subsidies to the worst people in the world. Student loans are a giant scam designed to let universities charge more and more and more, and they deliver less and less and less. They are super spreaders of woke communism, and it's time to flatten the curve. We can sow the quads with salt. Campus delenda est. We can look at this leftist stupidity as an opportunity. An opportunity to destroy it once and for all. And there's nothing that makes people hate leftism more than if they actually experience some leftism. But we got to make that immersive. They've got to feel it. You know, it's not enough for me to be sitting here being outraged about the way people look at life and look at the way things are supposed to be. And then go, well, I wish you would be that way too. You come join me. Come join me. I want nothing more than freedom for everybody out there. Left, right, middle, I don't care. Up, down, sideways, I don't care. But the ones that want everybody else to pay for it, well, different story altogether. Let's give some of these guys what they want. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Three Republican governors are promising to not shut down their states no matter how bad the pandemic gets. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem have recently made the pledge, even as cases are surging in all three states. As we continue to hear good news regarding at least two coronavirus pandemic vaccines, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, has a message for Democratic governors regarding the vaccines.
I think They should allow this administration that did Operation Warp Speed and stop playing politics with it. We have a safe and secure, not one vaccine, but on the cusp of having three in this short time period. Dr. Slawi is not playing political games. He's been planning this and has done 14 vaccines before this. He's put the American public first.
McCarthy also saying another stimulus bill needs to be passed. This is USA Radio News. Governor Ron DeSantis is promising rapid deployment of COVID-19 vaccines, but he says it's not the only drug in the pipeline.
I know there's been a lot of discussion about the vaccines, and rightfully so, it's important. But I think the new therapeutic that was developed by Eli Lilly and is approved for emergency use by the FDA is also very significant.
The Republican governor from Florida saying a vaccine deployment plan has been in the works for months and will be implemented once the drugs get federal approval. Trump campaign legal advisor Jenna Ellis says no state should be rushing to coronate a president with false results.
It is not about overturning an outcome. It is about making sure that election integrity is preserved, and every American should want that.
The Trump camp defending legal challenges to the presidential election results during a news conference at GOP headquarters in Washington, D.C. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You need to check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, I have long thought that the whole coronavirus thing was sort of a dry run in quite a few ways for the leftists and the power seekers. And it's all based upon this. I think they wanted to see how far we can go. How far can they push us without us pushing back? So, part of that is because if they get out here with what Biden wants to do for gun control, for example, that would take a whole lot of voluntary action on the part of America's gun owners that I don't see happening. But the first question we have to ask is, since the election, where has the coronavirus gone? And the answer to that is nowhere. It was never going to go anywhere. It's not going to be eradicated. It's not going to be a zero-sum game. It is going to be around for a while. Or maybe it will mutate or something. Maybe it'll become less. Maybe we'll build up immunity and it won't matter anymore. Who knows? But it has gained a second wind. At the time where in a lot of cases, it's scarcer in post-election headlines. But if anything, it seems more contagious as the cold temperatures come up. colder temperatures arrive. People stay indoors and perhaps their vitamin D levels taper off. Whatever one's views on the virus, whether it remains an existential threat or prompts stupid overreactive lockdowns that are more harmful and maybe even deadlier than the virus itself, nothing much has changed since Election Day. Or did viral perception suddenly change? The pandemic certainly no longer serves as an election lever to demagogue Trump as a veritable killer. States like California are under near-complete lockdown. Draconian measures will abbreviate Thanksgiving gatherings in a way unprecedented in U.S. history, yet the elites such as California Governor Newsom, House Speaker Pelosi have violated the quarantines they endorse. Following the media announcement that Joe Biden was the president-elect, crowds swarmed into the streets of San Francisco and L.A. They violated every state mandate requiring masks and social distancing. Authorities did nothing, just as they'd done nothing prior to that, when they were having, other demonstrations. Apparently some outdoor gatherings were correct, others not so much. A similar warping of science accompanied news about the possible rollout of a COVID-19 vaccine. Julie Kelly of the conservative website American Greatness has documented the changing narratives about the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer is one of five companies in line to receive massive federal funding under the Trump administration's Operation Warp Speed program to hasten mass vaccination. Such an ambitious program is unmatched in the history of viral epidemiology. Another company in the program, Moderna, announced promising results from a clinical trial on November 16th. Pfizer CEO Albert Bourla predicted in early September that by the end of October, his company would offer a preliminary announcement concerning the safety and the effectiveness of the vaccine. His forecast was met with apprehension on the left. Any positive assessment was seen by the left as political. But it's all about your health, people. Validating the Trump administration's rapid response to the virus shortly before the election. And then on October 27th, a week before the election, Pfizer corrected Bourla's earlier estimate. The company claimed any such declaration would follow rather than precede the election. Bourla said, "For us, the election is an artificial milestone. This is going to be not a Republican vaccine or a Democrat vaccine. It'll be a vaccine for the citizens of the world." Admirable rhetoric, if you maintain it, but a few days after the election, they abruptly announced that in mass human trials, this vaccine had proven 90% effective and safe after all. Still odder than the recalibrated timing was what they did next. First, you had a Pfizer official claiming that the company had never been part of Operation Warp Speed. In an earlier press release, they'd bragged about being an integral player in the multi-billion-dollar federal effort to rush the vaccine into use. The day after the denial about being part of the program, a company spokesperson conceded that the company is, in fact, part of Operation Warp Speed. Sort of sounds like this election, doesn't it? Second, Pfizer gave notice of its purported breakthrough not in a press conference or a communique to the sitting president. Instead, according to Joe Biden, the company contacted his campaign's public health advisors. Apparently, Pfizer had, in fact, been guided by the artificial milestone of the election, even if inadvertently. Or was Pfizer trying to gain political support for its vaccine rollout from Biden, who was an overwhelming favorite in almost all of the pre-election polls? Incorrectly, of course. Members of the Biden campaign team told Bloomberg News that Biden advisors had met with officials at companies that are working on vaccines before the election. So why would Pfizer decide to go this route? Maybe because skeptics Biden and running mate Harris had downplayed the notion of a Trump push to get millions of Americans vaccinated. Weeks before the election and the expected Pfizer announcement, Biden has scoffed, "I trust vaccines, I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump." Harris demonized a potential Operation Warp Speed vaccine during a vice presidential debate. "If Donald Trump tells us to take it, I'm not taking it." For the election, Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, derided the notion of a pre-election vaccine announcement. After the Pfizer announcement, Cuomo blasted the Trump administration, claiming it should get no credit for the speed of the vaccine development, but lots of blame for a predicted slow rollout. irony is all over the place on this one. Those who accused Trump of playing politics with the virus made him look like a relative amateur through their own machinations, and those who claimed they were guided by science proved unscientific in their partisanship. All the while, this is all coming from experts. Remember this, it's all coming from the experts. I'm getting sort of tired of the experts. I really am. The experts are not at all but they keep changing their mind. Especially Fauci. Fauci has he doesn't have a great record. I digress. I'm not worried about what the experts have to say on this at all. Not even a little bit. Because what it boils down to this. Everybody in this country is going to get the virus. Period. That was always going to be the case. Some of us are going to come through it laughing, and some of us are going to have trouble with it, and some of us are going to pass away from it or from complications it brings on. Very few of us are actually just going to die as a result of the virus itself, because the last time they put out any numbers, it was the pure deaths due to only coronavirus was 9,700. But the hypocrisy is always a thing. It's always happening, the hypocrisy. So, I just love these guys. Just because of what they're trying to do. They're trying to condition you is what they're trying to do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's not over.
Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live, excuse me, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show was brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. This past Sunday, Senator Rand Paul said he would do everything in his power to fight back against another lockdown. And this is my big concern about the lockdown. The lockdown is causing a lot of collateral damage. In a lot of ways, it's not so much anymore, I don't think. And let's talk about why we have lockdowns. We had the first lockdown back in March to flatten the curve of too many people getting sick all at one time and overrunning the hospitals to where the hospitals couldn't handle it. We succeeded. Now we have they understand more about dealing with it. They understand more about how to use a ventilator on somebody with coronavirus. The death rate. What are we hearing? We're hearing how many hundreds of thousands of people are getting infected by it daily, this is the thing. Does that not build up herd immunity to have that happen? I mean, nobody's talking about the flu this year. Isn't the flu happening right now? Now, Rand Paul, of course, is a doctor. And he probably understands. Now, I think he's an eye doctor, to be honest with you. But I would imagine all doctors sort of know a little bit about the very basics of medicine. And he understands one thing. He said, I'm going to do everything I can to try to prevent Biden from locking us up and locking us down and forcing us to wear masks forever. We can't go on like this forever. He said, today Biden's talking more about a lockdown. This is absolutely why he's going to be a terrible president if we get him. He's going to ruin the country. Lockdowns don't work. And in fact, all the evidence on mandatory masks show they don't work either. And then we get to, you know, take a few things. Let's look at a few things. A new Danish study on mask wearing released Wednesday found they are ineffective. The recommendation to wear surgical masks to supplement other public health measures did not reduce the SARS-CoV-2 infection rate among wearers by more than 50% in a community with modest infection rates. Some degree of social distancing and uncommon general mask use. Paul pointed out places that have implemented mandatory mask rules that saw an increase in the infection rate. He said there's about 10 different countries on or venues, maybe 20, that instituted mandatory masks, and every one of them to a T, the infection rate or the COVID rate went up after the mask mandate. Now, this is just showing that all these mitigation strategies, washing our hands, staying 6 feet apart, they really don't work. And the virus, as the Wall Street Journal put it, is insidious. It does what it's going to do. The only thing that's going to stop it is either enough immunity among the individuals in the community or a vaccine, which a lot of people won't take. Pfizer and BioNTech announced Wednesday morning that the final analysis of the clinical trial shows their vaccine to be about 95% effective. Moderna's vaccine demonstrated similar results. During an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper over the weekend, Dr. Anthony Fauci had a different attitude, saying even after a vaccine, our guards can't be let down. Mask wearing and social distancing ought to continue. This is why we shouldn't be run by, this country should not be run by a bunch of guys in lab coats. Because I would love to get a chance to interview one of these guys and simply ask him, what is your end goal here? Because it sort of sounds like you're trying to say people should do everything they can to not get the virus, when we already know that people, since March, have been doing everything you've said to do, and still the virus count goes up. Fauci said, I would recommend to people not to abandon all public health measures because you've been vaccinated, because even though for the general population it might be 90 to 95% effective, you don't necessarily know how effective it is. So in other words, live for the rest of your life in fear. Now, Paul knows that's not the way to go, and I mean, listen, it's pretty stupid. It's just pretty stupid all the time. All the time pretty stupid. The stuff that they want us to do, while they themselves don't do it. I mean, you've seen what's been going on. You've seen Gavin Newsom out there. You've seen Nancy Pelosi out there. And all of that is a problem. But you know what? It's okay. Let's segue real quick before we end this hour. The Washington Post on Sunday penned an editorial calling for the elimination of the Electoral College. According to the editorial board, it's time for America to be covered by the majority without the protections for the minority. They wrote, the Electoral College, whatever virtues it may have had for the Founding Fathers, is no longer tenable for American democracy, which we're not a democracy. We're not in a democracy. We write this with full awareness of the challenges of adopting a new system, with respect for many of the people who continue to argue against the switch, and with awareness that any change may have unintended consequences. Right now, our presidential elections are conducted by 51 separate authorities, each with its own rules on registration, mail-in balloting, and more. Each state counts its own ballots, and each decides when recounts are needed. All of that would have to change if the president was chosen based on the national vote count. Additionally, Electoral College math induces candidates to pay attention to voters in some small states who might otherwise be ignored. But why should Iowa's biofuel lobby get more of a hearing than, say, California's artichoke lobby? Small states already have disproportionate clout in our government because of the Senate, in which Wyoming's fewer than 600,000 residents have as much representation as California's 39.5 million. We see no particular reason voters in purple states such as Wisconsin should be valued more than voters in red states such as Mississippi or blue states like Washington. Americans are not going to be satisfied with leaders who've been rejected by a majority of voters, and they're right not to be. It's time to let the majority rule. Now, while they're writing all of this stuff, of course, and people are reading it, What they did without even trying was they made the case for why the Electoral College is important. The Founding Fathers understood that, they worried about a majority rule without a protection for the minority. People in California and New York shouldn't matter more than those in Montana, Kentucky, or Iowa. Those who live in flyover shouldn't have their voices squashed because they live in areas that are rural and not densely populated. And the reason the Electoral College is so important is because it makes smaller states like Iowa, New Hampshire, Wisconsin, and Minnesota count. It means elected officials care about issues that are important to dairy farmers and manufacturing workers. It means that they have to win the hearts and minds of people all across the country. And if it were abolished and replaced with whatever they want, something they're not even sure about, then we would never hear about how banning fracking hurts people in Pennsylvania or manufacturing hubs are closing up shop in Ohio and Michigan. It would mean that we would essentially become the United States of New York or the United States of Sacramento or the United States of Seattle, for that matter. How would you like that? It would mean the coastal elites control everything and the Beltway insiders would have no reason to talk to us, the normal everyday American who's trying to make an honest living. They want to get rid of the Electoral College because it would make it easy for them to gain power and keep it. And they wouldn't have to try and convince middle America to vote for their ridiculous leftist agenda. They would simply focus on going further left and pandering to the strongholds along the coast. I mean, if they really want to go that way, just secede. Why do we keep them? Why do we try to keep them? Let the blue states go. We can hook them up with railroad tracks, airline routes, something. Let them go. And hour number two is inbound. Coming up next, it's going to be Rick Ector. As we go to Planet Rick one more time, this is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.